This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. People bought nearly 300 million packages of over-the-counter oral decongestants in this country last year, according to the FDA. Turns out that a key ingredient found in more than 80% of them simply does not work, according to a panel advising regulators. Take a sugar pill for the same effect. Stuffy before, stuffy after. That means changes in the coughs and colds aisle, Marketplace's Stephanie Hughes reports.
At Mount Vernon Pharmacy in Baltimore, pharmacist Ellison Park was not surprised to hear the FDA panel found that phenylephrine is not effective as an oral decongestant.
Are you kidding me? I never recommend that to anyone.
Still, the FDA estimates the consumer spent $1.8 billion on phenylephrine decongestants last year. Steven Sondelmeyer is a professor of pharmaceutical economics at the University of Minnesota. He says if the ingredient is banned,
the companies will look to say, can we reformulate the product? And if we take phenylephrine out, is there something else we can put in?
One possibility is pseudoephedrine. It used to be the main ingredient in many decongestants, but it can also be used to make methamphetamine. So now it's available behind the counter. And pharmacist Ellison Park says sometimes medicine isn't what a sick person needs.
People always think there's some kind of special cure for the cold, but there's no cheat to this, you know?
He prescribes water, sleep, and time. In Baltimore, I'm Stephanie Hughes for Marketplace.
Again, it's phenylephrine that doesn't work, according to the FDA panel, the stuff that you have to ask for from behind the counter. Pseudoephedrine, the stuff that's in regular Sudafed, can help.